Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on KDBPC, the voice of Muscatine. It is May 27th, and our guest today is Dana Yarrington. She's the County Extension Director at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm not really excited about all the rain we're getting, but aside from that...
No, I just looked at that. Does not look good for today.
No. Today and tonight as well.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So I've missed you a few times, so we were trying to get this kind of thing set up for us to talk about this. This is a big deal, this June 2020 Day Camp in a Bag. Let's talk about it.
It is. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus... We are not able to hold our in-person day camps that we hold every year right now.
Right.
We still do not know about August yet, so those are not canceled, but June and July day camps are. But what we are putting together are day camps in a bag. What they are is we have five different themes, one per week in June. We offer for two different age groups, first through third and fourth through sixth. There is a $10 fee with registration per bag per youth. But what they get is a bag with activities for each day of the week. Okay. So on Monday, they have a bag with activities, and they will have some supplies. We won't be providing, like, pencils and markers and stuff, but the big things we will be supplying. They will also get a book that goes with it for each week. And we are also setting up, this is new for us, we will be having a YouTube channel.
Oh, yay!
Yes, where our intern will, she's going to be interviewing somebody each week with a career that coincides with the theme. And then we will be reading a book that will be on there. We will be demonstrating experiments, et cetera, that goes with our themes, and they will be on this YouTube channel also.
That is such a great idea. Who came up with the day camp in a bag idea?
It was a group effort here in the office. We were trying to find ways that we still could offer educational opportunities for families
right.
that can't come to our camps, because our camps are pretty popular. But we also want these to be not so overwhelming with parents. Most of the activities the youth will be able to do on their own.
Okay.
As a parent myself, I know how crazy life is right now.
Of course.
So we are offering, you know, quite a bit of stuff that the youth can do on their own.
Okay, and then what age groups are we talking for these day camps?
We have two different groups, first through third grade and fourth through sixth.
Okay.
And normally when we have day camps, our age groups are for the upcoming school year. We're not going to be picky about that for the day camps in a bag. So whether a youth was in first grade this past year or going into first grade, if they want to get a day camp in a bag, we would love to provide one for them.
Now, how can they get a hold of you to get this then?
What we're doing, because we are still closed to the public.
Right.
But we have a limited staff that are working in the offices. What we will be doing is, say someone wants it for next week, we will be putting it together, and then we will set up a time where they can come and pick it up. We're basically offering curbside service.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because also our parking lot is getting relayed.
It's all happening at once, isn't it?
It is. But we're fortunate enough we can access the building through the back where the Early Learning Center is.
Okay.
So, example, the youth in 4-H who are needing ear tags for their livestock, they're calling us when they're in the parking lot, and we're running out with their tags. And that's what we're going to do with the bags also at this point.
Okay. All right. And then, again, so registration for the day camp in a bag, they can do it at the website then?
They can. If okay. they go to our website, all the information is on there. They can also call me, and I'll help them through that. So, yeah, it's exciting. We're getting a good response from it. So for the future, I believe our plan is, we're going to offer these year-round.
Oh, great. Okay. Yes.
And one thing we're going to, like, during the holidays, we offer camps. But, like, during Christmas, it's so crazy because everybody's traveling.
Yeah.
So we're going to be offering, like, a day camp in a bag to go to Grandma's house.
Oh, that's so excellent.
Well, I have three children, and when you're traveling with them, if they have something to do.
Yes.
So we're going to be putting together different themed bags that eventually our goal is that they will be offered year-round.
Okay. All right. So once again, if they want to register, they can call 563-263-5701.
Yes.
Or they can email you at Dana, D-A-N-A, at iowastate.edu.
Correct.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. And I will put all those links up on our website, too, once I post this interview over at voiceofmuscatine.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you came on, Dana, and I look forward to talking to you again.
That sounds great, and have a great day.
You, too. You've been listening to Moving Forward on KWPC, the Voice of Muscatine.
This has been Moving Forward on KWPC, AM 860, FM 95.1, The Voice of Muscatine. Moving Forward is brought to you by MPW Digital TV and Mocklink Internet, a designated Blue Zones worksite. Browse to mpw.org. And remember, Moving Forward, local guests making good things happen in the community. Weekdays at 8:15.